WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the start of the sectional basketball tournament as 4-seed Unitego welcomes 13-seed Spencer Van Etten in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Of course, this is our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. My color commentator tonight is longtime Norwich athletic coordinator and local coach Rich Turnbull. Rich, it's been a while. Good to see you back here.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy helping you out when we can. I love being in Unitego. Brings you back great memories. Played here as a kid, and I coached here a few times, so pretty familiar with the territory today. And I've got a chance to watch the Unitego girls, so I'm excited to watch Coach Z and the team take it on tonight.
Rich, I'm always interested in this time of the year. You have teams from the eastern part of the section going up against some unknown teams from the western part of the section, you know, vice versa. I'm just out in the hallway, and a guy from Spencer stopped me and said, boy, you guys are really out here in the middle of nowhere, huh? And I think people from our neck of the woods would think that Spencer's out in the middle of nowhere. So always interesting to see some new faces this time of the year.
So as a kid that grew up in Section 4 and a coach and all that, you know, jazz, I've never been to Spencer Vet, and I think that's in the middle of nowhere.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know what the guy's talking about. I feel Unitego's a big booming place compared to where I grew up, so here we go.
It's just always fun when you get to see a new team. I know many coaches I talk to are always like, you know, Nate, I don't want to play a team from my own league in sectionals. I'd rather play somebody new just because maybe they don't know all your tricks and your plays, and you haven't played each other two or three times. So I think for a lot of teams, this is a refreshing time of the year.
I always liked playing someone that I knew, so I didn't have to scout as much. I knew what they were going to do. I always got nervous when I played someone from a different school. I'm watching these guys warm up. I don't know anything about Spencer Van Etten. I've seen Unitego two or three times now, so I know what they're going to do. I don't know. Coach D's a good coach. I'm sure he's prepared, but I was always nervous doing that.
I would be too. Because you never know. It's that fear of the unknown. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk some more about that and break down this matchup between the Spartans and the Panthers here tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Back to the action with Nate Lull on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have you no matter how you're listening here tonight, as it's Unitego taking on Spencer Van Etten. We also have our WCDO correspondent Greg Davey tonight. He's down in Sydney, as that is the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament tonight. That is 8-seed Sydney taking on 9-seed Watkins Glen. They're also tipping off at 5 o'clock, so we wanted to bring you some updates from that game as well, because it's the time of year, folks, where no matter what I do, I can't get you the score fast enough. So we're going to try to keep you updated on both.
And that's an interesting matchup, right? Sydney's got, you know, some good players in Sirigliano, and what's the point guard's
name? Emma Simmons,
right. Very good players. And then we were just talking off air, Watkins Glen in girls soccer for Class C won it. So you have to imagine if they have, in such a small school, some of those soccer players are playing in basketball, you'd have to think Watkins Glen's pretty good as they won the sectional championship in soccer in the fall.
They're just one of those teams. You know, they won states for basketball a couple of years ago on the girls' side. They just always seem to have good teams, and that's a place. Have you ever been out there, Rich?
I have.
What a beautiful facility.
I've been to their school scouting. They have probably the nicest gym, actually, in Section 4. It's like playing in a mini college, and the town is wonderful. If you've never been to Watkins Glen, go to the state park. I've camped there before. It's a beautiful place. It's really, really a jewel of New York State.
If you start going out west, to some of those places like Corning's Gym.
Oh, Corning's great, too.
You know, Watkins Glen. I mean, Corning's Gym, we've gone out there for the sectional volleyball tournament before. That really is a college facility. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I remember going into the Corning's Gym, and this is going to make the listeners laugh. I went to the bathrooms, and the bathrooms are nicer than my bathroom at home.
I know.
I was like, this is the most beautiful place I've ever been. Corning is, like, it's like a mini SUNY Oneonta. It really is.
It really is. That's the best way I would compare it. Is that it's like going to the field house at Oneonta State. It's really incredible. So, all right, this matchup here tonight, the 4 versus the 13. Unitego coming in red hot after winning the MAC championship in dramatic fashion just a week ago, defeating the Green Trojans. Unitego was down double digits at half and came back to win that game. So you can never count out this Spartans team. A team that has a lot of veteran leadership on it. They're going to be a really tough group. Having this game on your home floor, I think, does mean a lot, too. When you don't have to make that two-hour trip, Rich, you don't have the bus legs, certainly goes a long way.
And it's always interesting this time of year, who has school and who doesn't have school.
Right.
So I think Unitego didn't have school, so I'm guessing they've been up, probably did some shoot-arounds. I'm interested to see if Spencer Van Etten had school today. What did they do to prepare for the game? What I really like about Unitego is their balance. I thought about that when I've seen them a few times. They're just so balanced, and they don't really have that, like, star player, but they have, like, those five or six kids that can score, you know, 10 to 20 points a game.
Well said. Well said. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, we are going to get you set here for Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball sectional action between Unitego and Spencer Van Etten. We'll also provide some updates from the Watkins Glen and Sydney game. All right, we'll be back in just a minute here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage It's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Back to the action with Nate Lull on WCTO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for listening in to our Butler Auto pregame show, as this will be a fun opening round matchup between the Spartans and the Panthers here tonight. Both teams going through their final starting lineups here and their final preparations before we get underway. Got to wonder how Bailey McCoy is going to do tonight here for Unitego after having a tremendous performance in the MAC Championship, scoring 19 points and winning our WCDO Offensive Player of the Game. Let's do our starting lineups. First, for the Spencer Van Etten Panthers and head coach Justin Cole. They will start with senior number 13, Abigail Bunce, a senior number 11, Mara Cooper. They will have a junior number 40, Gabriella Evans, a junior number 24, Aubrey Kastenhuber, and a senior number 10, Taya Sousa. On the other side for Unitego and longtime head coach Bob Z, they'll start tonight with junior number 2, Bailey McCoy, who we said had a heck of a MAC championship game. Eighth grader number 5, Harley Bertzel. Senior number 11, Kylie Musaw. Senior number 15, Maddie Wilsey. And sophomore number 22, Lizzie Kraft. All right, Unitego's in the home white uniforms here tonight with the green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform. The Spencer Van Etten Panthers are in the road black uniforms with the white and the red trim. And says Panthers in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. The final butterflies, Rich, as we get set for the start of the sectional tournament. Huge weekend coming up, too. You got state qualifiers for bowling. You have the state championships for wrestling. Indoor track has some big things going on this weekend. So a lot for an athletic coordinator to keep track of.
It's a great time to be an athletic coordinator because I'm second in charge below the athletic director. So I get to stand around with my camera and take a lot of good photos of the wrestlers that are going to the states. And you know, Norwich actually is not in any of the sectionals for basketball for the first time in maybe forever.
Yeah.
So I get a chance to go around and watch a lot of Section 4 games. So this is going to be fun.
All right, we are underway, and the Panthers will win the opening tip. As they, again, they are in the black with the white and red trim going left to right. They try to pass to the near side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Harley Bertzel of Unitego. So, again, we will have some updates coming along between Sydney and Watkins Glen down the road in the 8-9 matchup. This is the 4-13 matchup. Unitego is the 4. A steal by McCoy, and they'll find Musa on the right side of the floor. Tries a long three, rattles in and out, and a rebound is scooped up here by Maddie Wilsey back into the right corner as Unitego goes right to left. So they'll set it up here. Again, I'm sure both teams, as you said in our pregame show, Rich, going to have to feel each other out. They don't know exactly what you're going to throw at each other.
And it's been a lot of long layoff for some of these teams. You just don't know the last time they played, what they've been doing in practice. It's hard as a coach to kind of get the jitters off and as soon as the sectional start.
Wilsey with a straightaway three here off a pass from McCoy. That's up and good. And Unitego takes an early 3-0 lead. We're about 50 seconds into the contest. Panthers with the ball, again going left to right, setting it up. And again, into the left wing corner, bound back up top for Cooper. Cooper finds Sousa, and they'll throw it to the interior, and a foul going to be on Spencer Van Etten. What'd they get Bunce there for, a little push-off?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I looked like a foul on Unitego, but the Spartans will take it, for sure.
Unitego gets the ball back after that push-off on Abigail Bunce, who is one of the taller players on the floor here tonight for the Panthers. Here's Musa, a good drive down low. Now to Lizzie Kraft to the interior. Her shot won't go. Second chance for Lizzie is up and good. And Unitego jumps out to a 5-0 lead.
So you have SVE showing man on defense, and you have Unitego pressing and showing zone. Two different styles of basketball so far.
Now here's a steal right back by Harley Bertzel, and Unitego is settling in nicely with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. And now they'll throw it away. Wilsey tried to go down low for Kraft. rolled out of bounds. So Unitico leads 5-0 in the early going. Bringing some full court pressure as SVE will look to get it in. Floating it across the top of the defense for Bunce. Panthers still in the backcourt here. It's tipped away.
They don't
have much time left, but a steal just in time by Unitigo. They'll work it back to Musaw. Thought about a three. Now works their way into the paint. Finds Kraft through her hands out of bounds. And going back to Spencer Vanette.
That was a great ball fake right by Musaw, finding the open girl down low. It was a wonderful play, just mishandled.
Panthers will look to get it in, and this is a great start here for Unitigo. A steal, tapped out of bounds, will stay with Spencer Van Etten. You know, the Spartans got off to a really slow start in the MAC championship game against Green. Took a monumental effort in the second half to come back. Much better start here tonight for Unitigo. Spencer Van Etten gets the ball to midcourt, and a 5-0 lead for Unitigo with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Panthers have it to the high post. Now they'll work it back out. And to the left side as the Panthers go left to right. And a traveling violation here on Kasten Huber. We'll give it right back to Unitigo.
Again, we don't know much about SDE, but both of their offensive sets, it looks like, they're continuously looking for the Bunce girl up at the high post. And I'm guessing most of their offense goes through her.
Spartans have the ball. They go left side for Kraft. Kraft coming off of a screen, stops straight away, and now to McCoy. McCoy looking for some options. Goes back to Kraft in the right corner. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Musaw. Floater in the paint for Kylie. Musaw is up and good. And it's a 7-0 lead in the early going for Unitigo over Spencer Van Etten. And now the Panthers dribble it off a leg and out of bounds. And right back to the Spartans here.
SVE can't stay in that man because every girl on the Unitigo team is blowing past their person. It's not going to work. They're going to have to switch the zone or it's going to be a long night for the Panthers.
McCoy with the ball, now to Musaw on the right side. To Wilsey, and now back to McCoy. Comes off of a screen. They try a little two-man game, but they throw it away. And now back to Spencer Van Etten. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, Unitigo leading 7-0, and the Panthers will take a timeout. Again, a 7-0 lead here for Unitigo, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Welcome back. A steal by Musaw. She missed the layup but was fouled and will head to the line. And Spencer Van Etten, right out of that timeout, struggling to get the ball in. The pressure from Unitigo has been tough for the Panthers.
Yeah, SVE, to start off, their press break was four across, and now they just switched it where the old traditional guards go to the corners and pass it back to the inbounder, and the inbounder didn't get there quick enough. The Unitigo girl beat her to the spot.
Musaw makes the first foul shot. Second one for Kylie is up and good. And Unitigo has jumped out to a 9-0 lead here over Spencer Van Etten. We'll be having some updates shortly from Sydney and Watkins Glen. That game being played just down the road here in Sydney. Spencer Van Etten will break the pressure. And to the left side of the floor, they will look to set up on offense here, where they've had trouble just settling in the half court.
That was better. They broke the press a lot quicker, got the ball to the middle, and they broke the press much better that time. If they could do that, it might be a better game for us.
Pass to Mara Cooper down low, and she was fouled by Harley Bertzel, so this will send the Panthers to the line for the first time tonight with 4:40 to go in the first quarter and a 9-0 lead for Unitigo here in the opening round of the sectional tournament. And the first shot at the line for Cooper is no good.
Kind of a weird feel in the gym. Not a lot of energy, probably because we're on break. Both teams are trying to figure each other out. They never really played. Strange feel in the gym.
I like what you said during the pregame, Rich. It is a different vibe when it's not a school day for whatever reason. It's always been that way. Second foul shot missed, but a rebound by Abigail Bunce. Missed the layup, but was fouled, and now Spencer right back to the line.
Even the fans, right, the Unitigo student section sitting down, the fans don't really seem that into it. A lot of people with their hands to their faces. Not overly exciting race right now.
The majority of the crowd came in, I would say, about 10 minutes before tip. Before that, it was pretty empty in here, but it is filled up nicely. And I'm sure the more Unitigo scores, the more lively this crowd will get. Bunce goes 0-for-2 at the line, so Unitigo still leading 9-0. A baseline drive for Harley Wurzel, and she is fouled with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Still a 9-0 lead here for Unitigo.
That was good defensive position by Evans from SVE, but you can't play with your hands. You got to keep your hands down. She would have had no foul there. You can't play with your hands right there.
Spartans will look to get it in, and they do, to the left corner for Maddie Wilsey. Now to Wurzel. Back to McCoy. Finding Lizzie Kraft on the interior. Oh, she misses the layup. It rolled all the way around the rim and wouldn't go down.
Tough. She split the defense for the layup. That was a tough play. Just to get it to the basket, tough.
Panthers with the ball going left to right. Again, they're in the black with the white and red trim. Into the corner. Now back out right wing side in front of the Unitigo bench. And the Unitigo defense very active here. We're going to have a foul on Kraft as Spencer Van Etten took it to the interior with Kastenhuber. Foul's going to be on Lizzie Kraft.
So that play that they were running against that zone, SVE, is the old play that Coach Bertram used to tell me.
Oh,
get
really?
The ball to the gray area, and then everybody cuts to the basket. That's an old classic play. The gray area would be the spot between on the baseline between the corner and the basket. Called that the gray area. I don't know why.
Kastenhuber makes the first shot at the line, and her second shot is off the mark. Maybe still some bus legs here for the Panthers, but they do get on the board, and the Unitigo girls lead 9-1 with 3:55 to go in this first quarter. Sectional basketball action tonight here in the first round. Four-seed Unitigo's red hot as Maddie Wilsey buries a three from straight away. Wilsey's got 6 points, and now a steal by McCoy. And she passes inside for Moosaw, hits the bucket, and is fouled.
That was a great play by McCoy. She recognized Moosaw wide open underneath the basket. She could have easily taken the layup herself, but great play, great pass. I do enjoy watching McCoy play. I thought she was really fabulous in the semifinal game I saw her play at Unadilla Valley.
3:40 to go in the first quarter. Shot from Moosaw at the line. No good, but a rebound is a jump ball, and it's going to keep it with the Spartans. They lead 14-1 here over Spencer Van Etten. Yeah, that was great that you were able to cover the MAC semis for us. We appreciate that.
What was that? Well, who were they playing? Refresh my memory. Who did Unitigo play in that game? Not Oxford.
They were playing Sydney.
Sydney, that's correct. And I'll get back to that in a second.
Here is McCoy inside for Kraft. Misses a left-handed little jumper and a rebound for the Panthers. Back down the floor here. Again, our score is Unitigo 14, Spencer Van Etten 1 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Panthers with the ball. A look to the interior is stripped away there by Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey's looking to run. Stops at the foul line. Pops and misses the shot. It'll roll out of bounds back to the Panthers.
So you kept on saying at the MAC Finals that the McCoy girl was doing very, very well, got your offensive player of the game. I thought Unitigo struggled in the first half against Sydney.
They usually come out cold. They really do.
And then when that third quarter happened, McCoy just took off. And I thought Unitigo went with her. And I think Unitigo is a good team, balanced team, but if they're going to go far, the McCoy girl is going to have to be the star. She's going to have to be the one who controls it and scores the points.
McCoy in the backcourt off of a steal.
Great pass.
To the interior, finds Kraft, and she scores.
See, that was a great pass by her. Nice left-handed pass, finding the open girl down low. Beautiful pass.
And now Spencer is going to throw it away, or was it tipped? We'll see. Officials are going to get together and talk about this with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. And it is. It's going to go back to Unitigo. They lead 16-1 here over Spencer Van Etten. So the Spartans will have the basketball. A lot of the other sectional games tonight starting at 6 o'clock. This game starting at 5 along with the Sydney and Watkins Glen game. So we wanted to try to bring these early games to you. Now a great drive by Maddie Wilsey. The kiss off the glass is good for Wilsey.
Everything's going right. 17-point lead with 2:30 left.
18-1, Spartans are on top with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
2.5 to go in the first quarter here at Unitego, and the Unitego girls have jumped out to an 18-1 lead here over Spencer Van Etten in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C girls tournament. Unitego is the 4 seed, Spencer is the 13, and I think, Rich, if you look at this bracket, 1 seed Union Springs, they've been number 1 in the state all year, undefeated. I think all roads lead to that matchup with Union Springs, and whoever gets there is just going to have to do the best that they can. That's a juggernaut to go up against later in the tournament.
I know nothing about Union Springs. I've been a little bitter towards them since they beat me as a baseball coach, so I don't have much to say about them.
Jump ball here out of the timeout is going to keep it with Spencer Van Etten. Harley Bertzel tying up that ball, but the Panthers will hold on to it.
In all seriousness, you know, those IAC schools, we don't see them a lot. They kind of stay to themselves over there, and even if they might play some of the Binghamton area schools, but we don't see them in the Tri-Valley or Mac area that much.
And they always are a very strong league, and their teams are very well coached, always tough teams to go up against. An inside jumper is good here as they'll score with Reagan Sudnovic here for the first time tonight, making it 18-3.
These are interesting games for coaches because your strategy changes now, being up by 15 halfway through the first quarter. You don't want to stay off the gas pedal, right, because it's sectionals. You don't want anything crazy to happen. But at the same time, is it time to start working on some things? When do you take your press off? It's really interesting because you don't want to be a poor sport, but you also want to make sure you're going to win the game.
Musa misses the first shot at the line. Second one coming for her is good. Rattled it in.
See, now Unitego's taking their press off. They're going to go right back to a zone here. 1-3-1.
2:10 to go in the first quarter, and Unitego leads 19-3. Panthers with the ball on the left side of the floor. Bounce pass, and they'll look to go to the interior. Unitego has done a good job of taking away that pass so far, but this time they'll get it through to Abigail Bunce, and she finishes.
That was an interesting right half-court 1-3-1 extended, and the Panthers handled it pretty well.
19-5 now the score. Can Spencer Van Etten find some rhythm here with a 1:40 to go in the first quarter? McCoy to the right side. Comes off of a screen, tries to zip one down low for Wilsie, but goes off the hands of a Panthers defender.
Lots of pick and rolls for the Spartans early on against this man for the Panthers. McCoy's looking for the pick from any of her players, and then it's just a pick and roll action.
Good inbounds play. They find Harley Bertzel, but her layup will not go, and then a foul on Bertzel as she tried to steal it back away from Bunce. With 1.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, and Spencer will get the ball back.
That's just a frustration foul so far away from your own basket. But, you know, as players we used to play, Nate, that's just tough to coach. I mean, you want to be aggressive.
1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 19-5 our score. Panthers with the ball to the right side. Now back to the top of the key. Looking to get it to the interior. Wilsie is able to tie up her player. And a jump ball is going to give it back to Unitego.
Unitego now coming out showing 3-2 zone on that. So it looks like Coach Z is just going to try to switch up the zones, try to get some work in, and still up by 14.
Spartans have the ball right side. Here's McCoy. Now to Musaw. Straight away three. They leave her open. Musaw fires, but it won't go down. And a rebound here for the Panthers. And in the backcourt, they'll look to bring it up here with Taya Sousa. Dishing one to the near side for Kasten Huber. Tried to float one across the top of the defense. It'll roll out of bounds and go back to Unitego with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. So, again, the Spartans, the 4 seed here in the tournament, MAC champions for the second straight year after defeating Green last Saturday night. That was last Friday night, excuse me, a very fun game between Green, who's the 2 seed in this tournament, and Unitego, the 4.
Got a good thing going here in Unitego.
Spartans with the ball. They go to Kraft on the left side. Lizzie wants a jumper. Just missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound here for Spencer Van Etten with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter.
It's been a 14 lead for a while now, so SVE's been holding strong defensively.
Have the Panthers settled in. They'll try to take it to the rim. They go with Sudnikovic into the right corner. Now back out looking for Sousa. Down to 15 seconds to go, first quarter. 10 on the shot clock, and now a steal by Unitigo. 10 seconds left on the game clock. Here's Matty Wilsey across midcourt. Wilsey to the high post, tries a little floating jumper. It was blocked and fouled with 4 seconds left.
I think SVE plays pretty good defense, but I think they're going to struggle all night offensively. They're just not getting any good shots. The Spartans are challenging everything. They're doing well on jump balls. They are being very aggressive. It's just they're fun to watch defensively for sure.
Wilsey to the line, misses the first shot, and we'll have an update here from Sydney and Watkins Glen. That is the 8-9 game. End of the first quarter there, 15-10 for Sydney. And now a jumper there by Wilsey at the line is up and good. So Wilsey with 9, 4 seconds left. Spencer Van Etten with the ball. And they won't get a shot off in time. So end of the first quarter here, 20-5 is the score. Unitigo is leading Spencer Van Etten. I just want to correct myself here. Watkins Glen is leading Sydney 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. Avis Rigliano is on the bench with 2 fouls in the early going there.
Yeah.
So that's tough. So we'll see if Sydney can dig out of that early hole. All right, we'll be back with the second quarter here on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter. Nate Law, Rich Turnbull with you here. And our score is 20-5. Unitigo girls on top of Spencer Van Etten. It all went the good way for the Spartans there in the first quarter, Rich.
Great defense leads to great offense. They got a lot of turnovers, led to a lot of layups and foul shots.
And again, Watkins Glen girls leading Sydney 15-10 at the end of the first quarter down in Sydney. Now a steal by Unitigo here to start the second quarter with Lizzie Kraft.
I would bet you Unitigo has more jump balls than SVE has points and also steals than points than SVE. That's always going to be a recipe for a great night for whoever's playing.
This Unitigo team, very athletic, very balanced, as you've said, Rich, makes it tough. Here's McCoy with a little shimmy shake. Dishes off for Lizzie Kraft, take to the interior. Just missed the shot. Gets it back, though. Puts it up off the glass. Second chance also won't go. A rebound for Spencer Van Etten, and then they'll be able to dribble it out of here. Boy, 2 good looks there for Kraft. And,
yeah,
you know, sometimes with this Unitigo team, somebody puts a lid on the rim, I swear. So.
Yeah, going to want those to fall and later in the sectional play for sure.
Ball is tipped at midcourt by Moosaw, and then she's fouled as she tried to take off to the hoop by the Spencer Van Etten Panthers.
You can really tell that Unitigo buys into Coach Z's defensive strategy. A guy that's been around the game longer than we've been alive, and he has so many defensive strategies. And Unitigo's come out and shown about 4 different defenses already in the first quarter of the game.
Spartans with the ball. Moosaw dishing one off. A great pass to Maddie Wilsey, and she finishes. Wilsey's got 11 points now for Unitigo, and Moosaw with 7.
Nothing fancy, just a simple pick and roll, and it works. It just really works for, you know, anybody that does it and executes it the right way.
Well, that's one thing we know. Coach Z demands perfection,
sure,
and he will drill some of these plays right into these players' heads until it becomes second nature. So amazing to think about, Rich, that Coach Z's been doing this since the mid-60s.
Yeah, I was born in 79.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy. I know he's coached a little bit in Franklin. I coached against him when he was in Oneonta. Seems like he's everywhere, and he's coached boys and girls, which is remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, the stops along the way and the resume is very impressive for Coach Z. Been thinking I got to get him back on the podcast at some point, because he just has all those stories that you want to hear.
Yeah, so what I loved about him, where I got to know him, is actually on the scouting trails when I would be scouting different teams, and he'd be sitting up there, and we'd sit next to each other, and just random stories about golf and
everything.
It was crazy.
His Hartwick stories.
Yes.
I mean, you name it.
As soon as I walked in the gym today, he comes right over and starts talking to me. It's like, Coach, you got to go coach.
Yeah. 6:15 to go in the second quarter, and the Unity Eagle girls had the ball with a 22-5 lead here over Spencer Van Etten. Maddie Wilsey to the right side of the floor. Will come off of a screen, goes to Kraft in the left corner. Unitigo in the white with the green trim here in the opening round of sectionals. Now to Wilsey, pump fakes, and to the high post. Now back to Kylie Moussa, goes to the interior, and a slap on the wrist. She's fouled, and Unitigo will get it on the baseline.
I love that offensive play by Unitigo, just a version almost of dribble drive. Kept on handing it off to the girl on the top of the key, and whoever had the best look, they kept on going to the basket. I love those type of offenses.
They did reset the shot clock here, so Unitigo will get it in. They go right to Kylie Moussa, who fires up a three, missed it, but is fouled, and will head to the line here, Rich.
The foul. I didn't see the foul. It must have been on the foul through, but the shot looked really good. It looked like a real good shot. The Moussa girl shoots very well. I've noticed that. She's a pretty good three-point shooter when she's open.
So Moussa to the line will be shooting three. First one in and out. Broadcaster's curse right there.
Yeah. Sorry.
5:55 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo girls on top, 22-5. And second shot is good here for Moussa. She's got 8 points.
Man. I hate that rule. Sorry. They have no idea what I'm talking about. Just let the girls sub in. I mean, what's it matter?
Yeah, on the three shots, you mean.
I hate it. Even on the two shots. It's a stupid rule. New York State should change that.
Moussa goes 2 out of 3, so you have Wilsey with 11 points and Moussa now with 9.
I think they're trying to do the college rules. It's the same way the women's team sub, but I just don't understand it. Don't get it. Never will.
So Unitigo girls leading at 24-5. A missed shot here by Spencer Van Etten. And McCoy will bring it back down the floor. We'll have another Sydney update for you here at our next break. Now to Wilsey. And she traveled. So let's get you that Sydney update. Sydney has rallied. They're back in that game. They trail Watkins Glen 17-16. And Ava is back in the game for the Sydney Warriors. So Coach Pierce rolling the dice early with Ava Sirigliano.
Boy, and Coach Pierce loves to roll the dice. At the semifinal game, he played Simmons with 3 fouls in the first half.
Yeah.
She picked up her 4th. So he is crazy, and he'll do whatever he wants to do. I love watching Coach Pierce coach.
Kasten Huber hits a jumper in the right corner here for the Panthers, cutting into the Unitigo lead. It's 24-7. Unitigo on top with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Moussa comes off of the screen to the high post, the Kraft set. Now to the far side, McCoy. McCoy to the elbow. Great dish down low and finds Maddie Wilsey for the layup.
Such a good play. The SVE coach is frustrated because it's so basic. It's just a simple pick and roll, and he's saying that to his girls, and they just can't stop it.
Unitigo leads 26-7 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Panthers back down the floor on the left side. Now a swing pass to the right. They'll try a three that's short, and a rebound is scooped up here by Maddie Wilsey. And an outlet pass to McCoy. She's going to try to take it coast-to-coast. Dishes out. Moussa, corner three, no. Rattled in and out. Out of bounds, and it will stay with Unitigo.
Well set up by McCoy. Drives to the middle of the lane. Kicks it off for Moussa for a wide-open three. Just unlucky. Didn't get it to go.
Ball will actually go back to the Panthers, so check that. And they'll try to break the pressure once again with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Moussa. Takes it right to the rim and finishes. Kylie Moussa with 11.
Moussa plays that press, the bottom of the press, really, really well. She reads the ball and gets a lot of steals.
28-7, now our score, with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Ball rolls out of bounds off of the hip there of Bailey McCoy. It'll stay with Spencer Van Etten. And just the constant pressure of Unitigo, we've said it before, continues to be tough here on Spencer Van Etten.
Yeah, I just don't see them scoring enough points in this game to win. I'm going to call it now, Nate, halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, they have struggled offensively here. It's so tough when you see the teams coming in from the IAC. You never know. That's such a tough league. So a team that's a 13 seed, as here's a steal by Unitigo, can still be very, very good. And a long pass ahead there for Moussa. Off her hands, out of bounds, going back to the Panthers. With 4 minutes to go, second quarter, Unitigo girls leading 28-7 over Spencer Van Etten. We see it quite often in the D bracket, Rich. You'll have a low-seeded marathon team or Southern Cayuga or someone like that, and they'll come in as a 7, 8, 9, 10 seed and make it to the sectional Final Four. You just never know. Another steal by Unitigo. No, rolls out of bounds, will stay with the Spartans.
Well, with the Class D schools, you have that usually that one star player. And that you bring up Marathon. I know they had Tillotson that was very, very good. 1,000-point scorer in sectional four history. I think she plays at Cortland now.
Yes. Yep.
I don't see her out on the court right now for FDE.
That's the thing. Sometimes with the smaller schools, you need that player. Unitigo maybe doesn't have that player, but they have four or five very, very good players, and that has been the difference here tonight. Three for Moosaw is off the mark. A rebound for the Panthers underneath with 3:30 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 28-7. Panthers with a long pass ahead, intercepted again by Bailey McCoy. She's been tremendous on defense. McCoy with a bounce pass far side, long two, right corner for Wilsey, and she cashes it in.
She is so good. She's got great court awareness. She can see the open player anywhere on the court. That was a great pass by McCoy.
Makes it 30-7, and now a steal here by Lizzie Kraft. Tried to zip one down low for Kylie Moosaw. It was stolen away. 3:05 to go in the second quarter, and now Panthers trying to dribble it down the floor in front of the SVE bench, pushed out of bounds. Now it's going to go back to Unitigo, though.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
She stepped
that.
Out?
Yeah, I guess she stepped out of bounds. SVE's not saying much, so it must have been right in front of them.
Frustrating trip so far here to the eastern part of Section 4 for the Panthers. With 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, Unitigo's on top 30-7. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up soon. Panthers with the ball to the high post. Now checking in for the first time tonight, Madison Burtzel finds Maddie Wilsey. Far side, left side, three is off the mark. Panthers with a rebound. They're looking to run in transition down the left side of the floor. Here for Taya Sousa. Sousa with the ball will work one back to the top of the key for Kastenhuber. And Kastenhuber to the interior. They'll work one back out. A straightaway three here for SVE. Won't go down. Rebound Kastenhuber on the right low block. And they'll say she traveled with 2:15 left here in the first half.
I might have been mistaken, Nate. This zone defense might actually be a 2-3, but they extend that bottom player up so much that it looks like a 3-2. I'm guessing it's a 2-3. Coach Z used to run the 2-3 all the time at Oneana.
We'll get you another update here on Sydney and Watkins Glen at the next whistle. Unitigo going to the bench in the early going here, trying to get some other players involved with a 30-7 lead with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Moosaw to the right elbow, and a foul is going to be here on Spencer Van Etten.
Now Coach Z's really going old school. He took a play out of John Wooden's playbook with the old classic UCLA 4-high right there. Incredible. I haven't seen that since like Bill Walton in 1975.
Inbounds pass here goes to Maddie Wilsey. Her shot was no good, and then a foul on the rebound will be on Wilsey. Sydney has clawed back into that game, and they now lead 27-24 over Watkins Glen late in the second quarter. Looks like Ava has 9 points, and Michaela Bales has 6 points and 2 steals. So Sydney hanging tough and has retaken the lead against Watkins Glen. Those 8-9 games are always real scrappy.
Yeah, we know that from March Madness, right? That's the coin flip game. Who's going to win it? And usually, I always pick the 9 seed in March Madness, but I'm going to go. I think Sydney's the 8, so I'll go with them tonight. I like them.
I went up, as you know, I went up and did the Edmiston-Richfield Springs boys game in D earlier this week. That was the 8-9 game. Came right down to the wire. Richfield was the 8. They did end up pulling it off against Edmiston, but that was a really fun game.
Personally, this is a little bit different than March Madness, right, because the 8 seed has home court advantage. Right, Watkins Glen had to travel all the way to Sydney.
Right.
I mean, Edmiston and Richfield's not that far, but that's a long trip for Watkins Glen to Sydney.
In transition, off a steal, McCoy dishing one ahead for Caitlin Henn, and she finishes. And, boy, McCoy is getting everybody involved here.
McCoy's a great player. Fun to watch.
1:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 32-7. A pass to the high post, a steal by McCoy. She's been electric here on defense as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Pass to the interior now for Unitigo. A jumper won't go. Rebound for the Panthers with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. A foul on Unitigo.
Moosaw and McCoy have probably 5 or 6 steals apiece, and it's just they've been playing incredible defense. If they continue to play like this, Unitigo's going to be a tough out in sectional.
Yeah, we could see a Union Springs Unitego matchup sometime next week. It would end up being in the semifinals. That game would be at SUNY Cortland if it all works out, as the winner of this game still has another round to go before then. A three for Spencer Van Etten is off the mark, up over the backboard, and no good. The winner of this game will face the winner of Bainbridge-Guilford, who is the 12 seed, taking on Thomas Edison, who's the 5 seed. That game starts 6 o'clock tonight. Most of the other games will start at 6 o'clock, so this game will be complete by the time some of those are still going. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 32-7 the score now. A baseline drive by Bertzel is up and good for Madison Bertzel, and that brings the crowd alive. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Unitego is in full control here, 34-7 in the opening round of the sectional tournament. Panthers with the ball. They go far side, trying to get something going offensively. Splitting the defense. They'll work one back over to the near side for Faith Brenchley. Kicked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Panthers with less than a second left.
Point one, it's impossible to get a shot on, so just throw it up. You have to tip it. Yeah, someone just screamed it. Oh, the coach said it has to be a tip. Can't do anything else.
Panthers going to try to get it in, and that'll do it. End of the first half. Unitego in control, 34-7 over Spencer Van Etten. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Let's see if we have one more Sydney update for you here. And no, still 27-24, and during our halftime break, we'll get you another update on that. So for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Halftime here at Unitego. The Spartans on top, 34-7 over Spencer Van Etten on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
WCDO.
High School Sports on WCTO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report here from the U. 34-7 at the half.
As makes me laugh, sorry.
Some people don't like it when I call it the U, but I love it, so I call it the U. The kids like it, too.
I just broke the first rule of broadcasting, don't interrupt the guy who's
right.
talking.
Especially during his sponsor read, right?
So. I'm over here laughing. Where am I, Miami?
The weather's so much like Miami here, right? So, well, our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito. They've been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927 at Marabito. Our people make energy different. Our two halftime scores here, it's the Unitego girls leading Spencer Van Etten 34-7. And down the road, the Sydney girls lead Watkins Glen 29-27. At the break. So again, 34-7 here, and the Sydney girls lead Watkins Glen 29-27 at the break. You know, Rich, you and I were talking during our little break here. It's so hard to choose sectional games because sometimes you want to try to pick the game that, all right, maybe this is going to be an upset. Maybe this team could give this team a run. It's tough to choose, and when you get it right, you look like a hero, and other times maybe not. It's tough this time of year because you never know who's going to be playing well at the right time.
And I don't know the rules of broadcasting and all that. I'm just some teacher you put on the radio. But I would think that you want to start following at this point the teams you think that are going to make a long run. Unitego has been consistent all year. They won the MAC championship. I think you made the right call. You got to give them as much play as possible. We talked a little bit about it. Srigliano got hurt in Sydney. Right, you don't really know what they're going to do without her, maybe at full strength. And they were kind of inconsistent in the MAC championship. They really were. And I know your Sydney followers probably won't like me to say that. But I was there. I saw it. And
in the semifinal,
Sydney,
yeah.
I've seen Sydney play a lot this year. They're a good team. If it's all clicking, it's all working for them, they can make a run at it. But right now, Unitego's playing better basketball at the right time.
Well,
there was
a nice gesture here before the game as everybody got a red ribbon when they came in, and we did a nice little wave for AK for a little solidarity before today's game to support on Yell, and all the money brought in from today's snack bar is going to go to the McEwen-Lomnicki family. So All these schools are doing so much. It was another reason I thought, okay, maybe we should go to Sydney, want to support AK. And I think the girls, too, want to play for AK. That's been the big slogan, play for AK. And I'm sure that Sydney is motivated tonight against Watkins Glen to do that. But the outpouring of support across the area, different events, different clubs, all supporting AK, it's been great to see.
It's really on a lot of people's thoughts and minds. You know, my wife said to me when you go over there, hey, ask Nate how the girl from Sydney's doing. You drive downtown Norwich right now, there's actually pictures of her up in some of the storefronts.
Wow.
I noticed that today.
Yeah.
We did a send-off for one of our couple of wrestlers going to States, and I happened to look at the right spot, and I think it's the one of the hair salons has a picture of her up in the storefront of Norwich in that cool downtown area of Norwich. So even the people in Norwich, you know, people in the whole community, my wife, who's not connected to sports at all,
right,
is thinking about it. First thing she said, make sure you ask Nate how she's doing. So thoughts and prayers go out to the family. I don't know her, but it's a horrible, horrible tragedy and an accident. And I watch follow your Twitter all the time, really, at this point, to see the scores and see how that young lady's doing.
Well, here's our latest update. And for anyone who doesn't know, Anyel was about a week ago now walking home from school, was hit by a car, so she is in the hospital up in Syracuse receiving care. And her dad has, you know, been very good about checking in and posting updates. So this information is out there publicly that she's taking small steps every day. There are positive signs. She continues to fight. She continues to be strong. She has a great team of doctors. They're helping her. Her family is there. The outpouring of cards and posters and all those things. But right now she's still, you know, fighting that battle. And we don't know exactly what that battle is going to look like. They are seeing small signs of improvement every day. And so they continue to post those updates to keep everybody back home up to date. So that's a good sign, but I still think it's a long road ahead, and that's why we got to continue to give her the support from our small-town communities. And it's amazing. Every time something like this happens, and to think about, you know, being in the hospital and having your whole life kind of upset all at once, everybody has said, hey, what can we do? Is it fundraising? Is it, you know, can we bring something up? Can we do something for you at the house? All those things. Goes a long way. Certainly does.
In a world that's all connected with technology and everything, you know, we hear about a lot of these uplifting stories, these motivational stories, and we just hope that this story will turn into one of those positive, motivational stories that we all can learn from, and maybe she can come and speak at some of our schools and talk about her recovery. It's just we hope that that's the end it has. Those are, you know, we all hope to be, you know, emotionally happy at the end of this.
So our halftime score is 34-7. Unitego girls leading Spencer Van Etten here at the break. And again, just our two top scores, 15 for Maddie Wilsey, 11 for Kylie Musaw, and 4 for Lizzie Kraft. Sydney's in a dogfight down there in Sydney, leading Watkins Glen at the half, 29-27. And if you want more scores later, we will have all those at natelaw.com. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. Start of the third quarter coming up here from the U on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Just another update again from halftime down in Sydney with the Sydney girls leading 29-27. Even though she had those two fouls, Ava Sirigliano came on strong, had 9 of her team-high 11 points in the second quarter. Michaela Bales, they're telling me, has at least 5 assists, and a bunch of those have turned into baskets for the Warriors to help them crawl out of a little deficit there. Back underway here in Unitego, Bailey McCoy with a shot off the back of the rim. It will stay with the Spartans as it was tipped out of bounds. And we want to say a special hi to Bev Pierce, listening from home in Sydney. Sydney class of 1950, that's Coach Pierce's mom, listening in here on WCDO. So a big hi to Bev Pierce.
I said it to Nate at halftime, if I'm in a dogfight, I want Coach Pierce on my side.
Oh, yeah.
The guy will wear shorts anywhere, anytime, and I want that guy on my team. I love that guy. So So good luck, Mom, and Coach Pierce up there in Sydney.
When I originally started my spring AAU team, Coach Pierce helped me out. Kara Lee, his daughter, was on the team, and he went everywhere and everywhere with me, and can't say enough good things about all the help he provided.
He's a great guy. He really is.
Spartans with the ball again down the left side of the floor as they go left to right. Again, Unitego leading 34-7 as we start the third quarter here on WCDO. McCoy to the high post will dish one back off for Musaw. Unitego being very patient on offense here, trying to roll through all the progressions as we're a minute into the third quarter. Seven on the shot clock. They dish one down low for Wilsey. Comes off from a tough angle, and the shot was too strong, and a rebound for Spencer Van Etten.
It's a good way to say it, getting through all their progressions. Coach has got a lot of different sets in his repertoire right now, and he's trying to work through them all, just trying to, you know, get through them and work on them and get ready for the next game at this point.
A shot for the Panthers is off the mark from the left side. Unitego quickly back down the floor. A long two for Kylie Musaw, and she buries it. So 13 for Musaw. And Unitego pumps this lead up to 36-7. It's been all Spartans here tonight from UCS. Panthers dribble it out of bounds right in front of the student section on the far side, and it goes right back to Unitego. So they've picked up right where they left off here, Rich.
You know, good for SVE over here, the Panthers. The Panthers coach is still coaching really hard, not giving up. And the game's kind of out of reach at this point, but he's still coaching. I love that when coaches do that.
Spartans with the ball to the left side of the floor now for Musaw. Again, Unitego's in the home whites with the green trim, so Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform. And now a traveling violation on Maddie Wilsey is going to give it back to the Panthers.
I don't understand that call.
Me? Yeah, I missed something there. So.
I guess, whatever.
6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And again, Unitego on top, 36-7. They will play the winner of Thomas Edison or Bainbridge Guilford if they continue to play this way here today and defeat Spencer Van Etten. Left side of the floor now for Musaw. Pull-up jumper in transition, and she hits it. Musaw's got 15, so it's Wilsey with 15, Musaw with 15 for Unitego.
Again, just a great balance attack. Playing great defense. Comes down, hits a transition jumper. It's just everything seems to be going well for the Spartans right now.
5:40 to go here in the third quarter. We're glad to have you along as well on WCDOsports.com in case we have any people listening back in Spencer Van Etten area. Glad to have you here. That's all brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. 5.5 to go in the third. A pass to the interior. Goes for Bunce, and she takes it to the rim. Missed it, but is fouled and will head to the line. We'll continue to try to get you some updates there from that Sydney and Watkins Glen game. And the rest of the bracket tipping off tonight at 6 o'clock. And we will see who moves on and whose season is done. Hard to believe we're at that point already as Bunce misses the first one at the line.
Half the teams will be done tonight, right?
Yeah.
After the first round, half the teams go home.
Second shot for Bunce is good. So she's able to hit one out of two. Makes it 38-8. Unitego quickly in transition. McCoy, three in and out. But a rebound for the Panthers underneath. And they were able to grab it. And back down the floor they come. To the interior here for Sudnikovic. And she got tripped up, rolled out of bounds. It will stay here with Spencer Van Etten. 5:15 to go in the third. 38-8 is our score. Unitego leading SVE. Panthers with the ball to the left side. And into the corner. What do they got here, Rich?
That's a moving screen. You can't do that.
I missed where they set that.
The young lady from SVE was blocking like a lineman in a football game. You can't move like that.
Boy, the last time I think I called a Spencer Van Etten game, it was a Spencer Van Etten Candor 8-man football game. That team went on to win the sectionals, and they also won the regional game that year. And a very, very good team. Had them against Green, and they really took it to the Trojans that night. As here's Maddie Wilsey taking it to the basket. And flushing one down. Wilsey's got 17.
Speaking of 8-man football, do we have state championships yet for 8-man football? Or are we just doing regionals?
Next year will be the first year of the state championship for 8-man football.
Oh, that's exciting because we have a lot of 8-man teams in the area.
I can't remember. You might be able to tell me what it's called. When they introduce a new sport, it goes through...
An emerging sport, maybe?
Yes, emerging sport status. So the first year they had a sectional championship, and then they do a regional, and then they do a semifinal. So next year will be the first year we'll have the final.
What you're seeing right now in girls flag football, right? Last year we had the sectionals. This year, I believe we're going to have a regional, and then next year they're calling it a state championship for girls flag football. I believe that's the same process that you're seeing.
Bunce is at the line again for Spencer after being fouled, and she goes 2 out of 2. So Abigail Bunce with 5 points makes it Unitigo 40 and Spencer Manhattan 10. Harley Bertzel with a long 2 foot on the line. Good for Unitigo, and she hits at the eighth grader with a promising future. Makes it 42-10 with 4:20 to go in this third quarter. And the Panthers have it going right to left. Again, they're in the black with the red and white trim. They float one into the right corner. A three here is too strong. Rebound for the Panthers, also off the mark, and McCoy will rip it away now for Unitigo. McCoy in transition. What a pass. Threads the needle to Musson. She scores.
Wow, that was a great pass from the half-court line to the foul line, extended for a layup. Beautiful, beautiful pass.
McCoy doing a great job. Makes it 44-10 with 3:50 to go in this third quarter. Spencer trying to answer as they'll come back into the left corner. They want a three here. They take it. It's too strong. That one would not go down for Evans of Spencer Van Etten. In transition now for Harley Bertzel. Left side, finding Kraft. Kraft with a little step through, up off the glass. No, left it short. Did a great move, just couldn't finish, Rich.
The last two plays down the court, they didn't set up their offense. They just played, and they got two good looks.
Unitigo leading 44-10. Another three for Spencer Van Etten is too strong, and a rebound for Harley Bertzel off the miss there from Sudnikovic. Unitigo going left to right, setting it up on offense here as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. You got to love this. Coach Z still barking out the plays, wants them to execute and run some different plays here than we've seen earlier in the game.
Something happened in transition. He wanted one of the girls to come up off the post, but she didn't move.
Wilsey with a straightaway three, just left it a little short, not enough mustard on that, and a rebound here for the Panthers.
He's still yelling at her.
And in transition, they can't score. A second chance here for Spencer. Poor Sudnikovic won't go down. And a rebound for Wilsey. Yeah, he doesn't let mistakes go very easily, does he?
Up by 34, you're still yelling at her because she didn't get in the right spot of the offensive set.
2.5 to go in the third. Panthers off a steal. We'll bring it back down going right to left. Bunce straight away. Three ball again. And this one goes down for Cooper. Her first bucket of the game, and we'll have a timeout taken by Spencer Van Etten. 2:18 to go in the third, and Unitigo leads 44-13 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
2:18 to go here in the third. Nate Law, Rich Turnbull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And Unitigo in full control in the opening round of the sectional tournament, 44-13 here over Spencer Van Etten. We'll get you some more updates from that Sydney Watkins Glen game. Spartans with the ball. And here's Harley Bertzel with a floater in the lane. It rattled out, and rebound is loose on the floor. Bertzel somehow came out of the fray with it, but then stolen back by the Panthers. And Spencer will look to set it up here again, going right to left. Unitigo possibly playing their last home game of the season, depending on how it all works out. With a minute 40 to go here in this third quarter, trying to move on to the second round. Now we got a foul on the Spartans deep in that left wing corner. So, Rich, as we said, a busy weekend. I know you've been looking at the state wrestling tournament. We're going to have some news stories tomorrow about local wrestlers heading on to the state tournament. But Norwich has a couple of guys who look like they have a good chance.
Yeah, so we have the number one seed in Maverick Beckwith, and we have the number two seed in Mason Edwards. And then we have one of the lower seeds, he got third in sectional, Yanni Drapinotis. We didn't have basketball success, but we're looking for some wrestling success this year.
A steal by McCoy and the feed ahead to Musaw, and she finishes. Musaw with 19, and another great play there by McCoy to save a ball from going out of bounds and then hit Musaw in stride with that pass.
McCoy's everywhere. She's the leader of the team in the point guard position. Fun to watch. Makes it happen for the Spartans.
1:10 here to go in the third. Ball is stripped, and Panthers are going to hold on to it, and then a foul on Harley Bertzel on the right low block with 1:05 to go. Unitego leading 46-13. It is gone. It is just all gone Unitego's way here this evening.
Yeah, that's just a tough foul for Bertzel, right? She was going over to help, and then she got out of position on the bottom of the 2-3, goes back to her spot, and she's just too late. It's a tough call.
And a shot at the line for the Panthers won't go down. And a second opportunity coming here. This is Kasten Huber at the line, and her shot rattles in and out. And a rebound opportunity there for Bunce is no good. Again, poked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Panthers with about a minute to go here in this third quarter. Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on CDO. We're glad to have you along, as well as on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. A steal on the inbound by Musaw of Unitego, and the floater is good in transition. And Kylie's up to 21 now.
Playing very well, getting a lot of good looks at the basket. She's playing very well. Good score.
Panthers with the ball with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's been all Unitego Spartans, leading 48-13. Panthers to the right side of the floor, slapped by Musaw, but somehow SVE holds on to it. 10 on the shot clock. They'll fire one up from the left side, and it's off the mark, and a rebound for Harley Bertzel. Shot clock's off, 25 ticks to go here in the third, and Unitego in control, 48-13, but a traveling violation on Harley Bertzel. Looks like we do have a Sydney update here, Rich, so let's keep an eye on that. We'll get you this. And Sydney is ahead 44-40. With about a minute 25 to go in the third quarter, Ava Sirigliano up to 21 points now for Sydney, so she's helping to take over.
I guess that ankle feels better now.
Yeah, Ava had a late-season ankle injury that kind of made things tough on her, but she's had a little bit of time to rest up, and so Sydney up by four. That looks like it's going to come right down to the wire between the Warriors and Watkins Glen. Now a steal by Musaw. Right side of the floor. We'll dish it back to McCoy, who finishes.
Great pass by Musaw, finding McCoy in stride to finish the quarter. Musaw's got a lot of steals for the Spartans, playing good basketball. She might be close to a double-double at this point.
Fourth quarter coming up. Our score right now, Unitego girls leading Spencer Van Etten 50-13, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So the Unitego girls make it 50-13 over Spencer Van Etten. Kylie Musaw buries 21 points for the Spartans. Maddie Wilsey has 17. But, boy, Lizzie Kraft, Bailey McCoy, Harley Bertzel, they've all been playing well here tonight for Unitego as the Spartans, the MAC champs, and they're riding that momentum here into the fourth quarter against Spencer Van Etten.
Firing on all cylinders, what you want to do this time of year. Put it no doubt. No doubt for the Spartans so far.
We're going to keep an eye on that Sydney game as Sydney was leading late in the third quarter 44-40. We have Greg Davey down there helping us out tonight. Of course, longtime WCDO sports guy. Glad to have his help. as we are early in the fourth quarter here at Unitego. Panthers with the ball on the baseline, stepping out as they tried to get it to the interior there with Sudnikovich.
Nate, all the games we've ever done together, I don't think we've ever called a close game.
Really? Well, we've done a lot of football, and sometimes football tends to be that way.
I don't remember any close games.
We did have the one close game as this ball was tipped out of bounds. Remember the comeback eight-man football game, Unitego and Green?
Yeah, and I was
wild.
Saying some stuff, and you were telling me, quit saying that. that was a fun game.
That was a wild game because here's Moussaw taking it to the rim, missed it, rebound for Spencer Van Etten. I can't remember who. Somebody was up real big early, and then there was a comeback, and then somebody got up big again, and then there was another comeback. That was a wild game.
That was the game that we were completely bored in the beginning of the game. We started talking about Nintendo games. And the people on the radio were like, what are you doing?
It was a real runaway game, which turned into an instant classic, which came right down to the wire. And it's never over till it's over, right? As here's the Panthers dishing one to the interior, and Cooper's able to score.
I think this one's over before it's over.
50-15 now our score. Wilsie says, I'll answer you back from the right elbow, and she's able to hit that.
She's also quietly having a great game.
19 for Wilsie.
She really is. She's playing well. She's kind of like she scores very silently, very quiet.
Always been that way for Maddie Wilsie. Just a player they brought up earlier in her career, and just always a great player to get exactly what you need, steals, rebounds, points. And her senior year, she's definitely turned it up offensively. So here is Moussaw, and a little backdoor cut finds McCoy, who finishes. Great cut by Bailey McCoy.
Moussaw, again, putting together a great game herself, finds McCoy for the layup, but that was a great pass by Moussaw.
6:15 to go here, fourth quarter. And Unitego leads 54-15. I would wager to say this is the best as a foul is on Unitego. It's the best I've seen the Spartans play this year by far.
I think defensively they've just done incredible things tonight. And they always say good defense leads to good offense, and that's what's happening. They're just getting really easy buckets.
Everything is clicking. And we've had a lot of Unitego games this year as Moussaw comes out now.
She didn't want to come out. She looked like, why are you taking me out?
We've had a lot of games where they executed and then would miss a layup or something along those lines. Tonight, it's all going down. Panthers with a shot in the corner. That won't go. A rebound opportunity also is off the mark. Third chance here for Spencer Van Etten is good, and Sudnikovich wouldn't be denied. Makes it 54-17. Here's McCoy in transition on the right low block, and now we'll pull it back out for Unitego with 20 on the shot clock.
Great change in speed by McCoy. Sped up, slowed down, sped up again. Was looking to get a good bucket, but pulled it out instead.
Unitego going back to get some of the reserves into the ball game here. McCoy for Wilsie, left side. Her jumper too strong. Rebound for the Panthers underneath with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned after tonight's game. We'll have our three awards during our postgame show for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Pass to the interior now for the Panthers. Little up and under is no good. But heading back to the line will be Spencer Van Etten.
Just looking at the roster, Nate, here of Unitego, the future's bright. Only two seniors on this team, so kind of not going to rebuild next year. Just probably going to reload.
And a good JV team as well. And so, Unitego basketball on the girls' side has been good for a number of years.
Of course.
They've done a great job.
I can remember coming over and watching O'Hara, Manzanero play.
Mm-hmm.
They were great players back in the late 2000s.
Oh, look up here at the board. Casey Manzanero, 2013.
Yes.
And Colleen O'Hara, 2009, played for Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds was their coach. I think he also coached the Puffer girl that's over there.
Yes, I think I saw her here earlier.
I used to come over and watch those games, and we used to play them in some non-league stuff with Norwich. I enjoyed watching those teams play. Very good. The O'Hara girl could really score for Unitego back in the day.
Yeah, Puffer, 2006, O'Hara, 2009, Manzanero, 2013, all over 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, some really good teams for Coach Bonds.
Tough problem, right, to have three girls like that on your team.
Yeah. Steal now for Unitego. They'll back it out with a 54-18 lead with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A pass down low for Bertzel. Her shot won't go for Maddie Bertzel. Rebound for Spencer Van Etten. And since then, I mean, you talk about the Perry sisters.
Oh,
and,
yeah, right. I forgot about
Haley Lucia, all the girls that have come through in recent times here for Unitigo.
I had a really fun time watching the Unitigo girls soccer team, and the Perry girls played for that team. It was, what, 2019, they made that good run in the States. It was fun.
Yeah, made it to the state final. And here's a shot for Spencer Van Etten. It's going to be a jump ball, giving it back to Unitigo with 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Unitigo leading 54-18. Yeah, made it all the way to the state finals. Final record that year was 19-1-2.
Did they lose to our favorite team? No, no, not the Academy, right?
No, they did not lose to Mount Academy. No, they were still in D back then. And here's a shot up and in for Sudnikovic, and she's able to hit for Spencer Van Etten. They lost to a team from Section 2. It's just on the tip of my tongue. I can't quite remember. Really good game, a 1-0 game in the final.
Great team coached by Sue Hirota.
Yeah,
right?
One of the best.
One of the best out there.
Sue now retired after a heck of a career, as here's Reagan James taking it to the interior. Avery James, excuse me, and she's fouled. And so this will send Avery to the line. Yeah, looking up, they have a banner here for Sue. 14 league championships, 11 division champs, 5 sectional championships for longtime coach Sue Hirota, who pretty much was one of the founders of the program here at Unitigo.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, she is a Section 4 inductee this year.
This year, yes. Avery James to the line, hits the first. Yeah, congratulations to Coach Hirota. That induction ceremony will be in late April, so it'll be fun to see her at the banquet.
Yes, it will. She's always been very pleasant to talk to and has some good stories to share.
James missing the second shot. And back down the floor here for the Panthers as Unitigo leads 55-20 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Unitigo. Gracie Tilt got her fingertips on that, was able to rip it away.
So I got to ask, Nate, are some of these JV call-ups for Unitigo, or have these girls been on the team the whole year? I'm not recognizing a lot of these young ladies playing for the Spartans.
They do have a couple of JV call-ups, and everybody has gotten into the game here tonight, which is great. That's why you do it, right? You try to get some young players a little taste of the sectional experience.
Yeah, you get them the experience. So when you get them on the big stage, some of those big courts, you know, this one will be at Cortland. That's a big court. Maybe getting rid of some of those butterflies.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers to the interior. They work it back out. A three is up and good here for Cooper, who has a team-high 8 points for Mara Cooper for the Panthers. Makes it 55-23 with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo to the interior now. They work it back out for James on a baseline drive on the right side as Unitigo goes left to right, pumping one back out for Tilt at the top of the key. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Tilt to the left side. We'll work one over. And out of bounds.
Coach Z is earning his paycheck today. He's probably coaching a little bit more, actually, right now with some of these young girls out there for Unitigo. You're hearing him barking out orders. It's just fun to watch him coach. Done a great job over the years.
Yeah, all 5 starters are out of the game now for Unitigo. And a pull-up jumper here for Spencer Van Etten is no good. And, you know, Spencer Van Etten with 3 seniors on this team, which this will be their last varsity game. You always feel in that moment for those athletes, Rich. They've worked so hard. You get that sectional game, and you blink, and it's over. And that's tough, but hopefully a fun and great career for all these Spencer Van Etten players. Panthers with the ball to the right side. They want a three. They'll fire one up just off the back of the rim, and a rebound by Madison Bertzel. Bertzel in transition, floats it across the top of the defense, goes far side for Gracie Tilt, who will work it back out as we come up on 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. We'll get you a Sydney update here in just a moment, as that game just appears to be pretty much on pace with ours here, so we should be getting a fourth quarter update from Greg Davey shortly. With a minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter, this one might be going a little bit faster as the Panthers throw it away.
Usually these games kind of go very quick. You know, they'll never admit it, but the officials kind of put their whistles in their pocket. Let's get out of here. We're not going to make any decisions right now unless it's a big, huge, hard foul. They'll never say that. They always officiate to the end, but you probably won't see a lot of whistles unless the ball goes out of bounds here.
Last update we had was a 1-point lead for Sydney over Watkins Glen, so we should have another update coming for you sooner than later.
Right on cue, right? The official makes a call on a hard foul there on SVE. So, you know, I'm not always right.
Just about 4.5 minutes left, and Watkins Glen has retaken the lead 56-50 over Sydney. As Dixie Baglioli here is able to hit this shot for Unitego at the line. So Watkins Glen trying to pull the upset on the road as Unitego goes 2 out of 2 at the line here to make it 57-23. You know, Watkins Glen certainly, I don't think you would call it an upset in that 8-9 game. That's a very balanced matchup.
And as I said before, Watkins Glen has some athletes. They won the sectionals in Class C in soccer. So I'd imagine some of those kids play basketball. So I don't know, not much of an upset there, no.
Spartans with the ball. They'll try to take it to the interior with 1:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a traveling violation on the Spartans will give it back here to Unitego. So a nice opening round win for the Unitego Spartans. You'll want to make sure to stay tuned to have our three awards. And when we play somebody from out of the area, we usually do give all three awards to our local team. So we'll have three Unitego awards. Normally, if you're listening from out of town, we would do 2 for the winning team, 1 for the losing team. But in the essence of handing out trophies, we try to keep it a little more close to home.
You don't want to drive to Spencer?
You know,
it's a lovely trip.
You know, it's one of those things. I would love to give awards to everybody. That's how we are at CDO, but sometimes we got to make those tough choices.
I personally know we're not there yet, but I think there's 3 clear-cut girls from Unitego to deserve an award.
Yeah, we'll have to hash that out during the break.
They're your awards, Nate. I'm going to let you do it.
Spartans with the ball with 30 seconds left. Looking to set it up one last time. A 3 for Bertzel from straight away from Maddie. Won't go. Rebound. Loose underneath. And it's going to be a foul on Unitego, as that was Abigail Bunce pulling that down. Tough break here for the Panthers coming on the road against the 4 seed and the MAC champs. Just shows you how hard this Section 4 Class C bracket will be this year.
I've heard a lot of chatter. A lot of people think this might be the hardest bracket in sectionals, right? Class C girls.
Yeah, I think the C and the D brackets are both very strong in Section 4 Class D.
I keep on forgetting that that Oxford is in Class D this year.
Yes.
For girls, which is going to make it really interesting.
It's going to be our final score, 57-23. Unitego girls move on in the Section 4 Class C tournament. And the Sydney girls, we'll try to get you an update during our post-game show on that. And we'll have that in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back. We're going to have a Sydney and Watkins Glen update for you here. As, boy, that game's coming right down to the wire there. 58-56, Watkins Glen leads with about a minute 50 left in that game. So we're going to stay on during the postgame show until that game goes final. And so our score here was Unitego winning 57-23. And so Unitego will move on in the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament. 21 points, that's a game high for Kylie Musaw. 19 for Maddie Wilsey. 4 apiece for Lizzie Kraft and Bailey McCoy. 2 apiece for Harley Bertzel, Madison Bertzel, Caitlin Henn. And then 1 for Avery James. On the other side, it was 8 points for Mara Cooper, leading the way for Spencer Van Etten. 6 for Reagan Sudnikovich. 5 for Abigail Bunce, 4 for Aubrey Kastenbauer, and that was the scoring on the other side there for Spencer Van Etten. So again, we're going to stay right on here, try to give you the final score of Sydney and Watkins Glen, and that looks like a game that's just going to go back and forth with timeouts here, Rich, so we might be on during our postgame show for a little bit here, but...
You know, thinking about the Sydney girls down the road here on Route 7, I like my chances with Simmons. You know, she's a great foul shooter, good shooter, good ball handler. That's what you need in those type of situations. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if she's in foul trouble or anything like that up there. But I like my chances with Emma Simmons on the court in those type of games. And, of course, you got Sirigliano, who's a great player, and sounds like she's having a good game. So I like my chances if I'm Sydney on the home court. And, of course, you got Coach Pierce. He knows what he's doing. He's been around forever.
Looks like
love that guy.
Looks like both teams have been struggling from the line. Sydney is 4 for 14 from the line. Watkins Glen's 12 for 20. So Sydney right there, again, down by 2, 58-56 late in that ball game. So that, you know, free throws certainly coming right down to it. Let's get into our three awards here, and then we'll get another check on the scoreboard there.
I could tell you what I think. You want me to go through them. I think that it could go any way for this. But
I think we're on the same page.
I think I would go Wilsey for offense. Musaw for defense. So I thought Musaw was great in the press. I thought she got a lot of steals. I thought she was really good. But Musaw could have been the best offensive player of the game, too. And then McCoy is just an all-around best player. I'm not the best player, but all-around good player. That's the way I would do it. But it's your show. It's your gig. That's why it's Nate Lull and WCDO and not Rich Turnbull. So you do what you got to do.
Well, let's start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Yeah, I think Maddie Wilsey, 19 points, hit some key shots early. That's a great choice for the offense award.
You know, it's her last game, right? She's a senior, playing on her home court. What a way to go out. You know, she's always going to have that memory, winning a sectional game, having a tremendous game, and everybody always kind of remembers that last game.
They could possibly host here again, depending. Well, I mean, I guess either way, they will host here again, the 5 or the 12.
Okay,
but
one
of the last games.
One of the last games, so I misspoke. But just a great memory for her and well-deserving.
Next up, let's do the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. Yeah, let's go with Kylie Musaw here again, 21 points, but certainly a great effort tonight by her. She was all over the place.
I'd love to see her stat line from the Spartan statistician. She was really, really good in the press. She got a lot of steals in the press, and I think she's a good player. Is she playing at the next level? I would. She looks like a college player to me.
I know she's looking at it. I mean,
I'm not. We're not talking D1 college level. But
no,
she could,
no. It would
she could
be
play at a small D3 somewhere. She's
yeah.
good.
She's a very, very high academic kid, so she's looking at that.
Oh, good for her. Good for her.
Watkins Glen leads 59-56 with about a minute left in that ball game. Sydney has the ball. So, again, Sydney down by three. That'll give us time to go through our last award here, which I think you and I agree on. It's the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season, and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Bailey McCoy was tremendous here today, and she definitely deserves the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award.
I can't wait to watch McCoy next year. Can you invite me back to a Unitego game?
Yeah.
I think that she can score a lot more than she needs to right now. She's got Wiltsy. She's got Musaw. I'm really interested to see what she'll do next year in the scoring category. She only had 4 points today, but she could have had 20, 25 points if she really wanted to. She makes the engine run for Unitego, and I enjoy watching her play, and hopefully you'll have me back to watch another game. We got a live feed now of Sydney.
Yeah, Ricky Mack has come up here to give us his live feed, so we not only have updates coming from Greg, but we also have a live feed here where we can actually watch. Boy, we had almost had a radio.
Oh, you come on, buddy.
A radio buddy here. So
it's the Wilsey girl. You played well today. Yes.
Nice job, Mads. So Maddie came up. Maddie came up to say hi there. And let's see. So Sydney is ahead 60-59 with about a minute left in that ball game. So we're going to keep it right here until we get a final score on that ball game. This could be a long 1 minute here, Rich.
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about? I love coming to Unitego. They have a lot of pride. They have a lot of – I love being in the gym. Lots of green. I always love the color green. I'm just trying to make some stuff to talk about.
So Emma hit a layup and was fouled. She missed the free throw, but that gives Sydney the 60-59 lead with 58 seconds left in that ball game.
Everybody in the crowd's looking at us because they know what we're doing, and everybody's got their phones out now.
Yeah, everybody is looking up here. I'm sure Unitego fans are looking for the Bainbridge score.
Oh, okay.
Because they would play the winner of Bainbridge and Thomas Edison. This is the hardest part of sectionals for me, is when people stand around on the floor waiting for us to give them the scores, if I'm magically going to pull it out of thin air somewhere. But we have our sources out there. Don't worry.
I feel a little bit like we're Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets, like those two old guys. We're sitting up on top of this bleacher looking down on everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in the Muppets right now.
So, again, Sydney leading 60-59 in that ball game. That's the 8-9 game in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball bracket. The winner of that game gets the honor of playing Union Springs in the next round. So that's tough.
All right, so what's so special about Union Springs that we keep on hearing about? Are they as good as Unitego? Or, I mean, do they have a star player? What am I missing here?
They have a Division I player in Kaylee Callett, who's going to go on and play at Loyola next year. And they just have a team that made a great run last year and got upset in sectionals by Delhi, came right down to the wire. And it's a team that's on a mission. They've been number one in the state all year, very balanced, and they just have all the pieces.
So the Callett girl is on our 1,000th point list that we've been tallying recently.
Yes.
I remember seeing her name, so that makes a little bit more sense now.
Yeah, they have been very, very good all year. And, you know, you could see it coming last year. And now with Newark Valley moving up into B, it really has opened the door for Union Springs.
Newark Valley's been good over the years. I mean, Norwich has come across them in sectionals.
Yeah.
And I've always felt a little bit bad for Newark Valley because they had to play Norwich.
And they've been right there so many times.
Yeah.
You're right.
Newark Valley's a fun team to watch. They have good programs over there. They're kind of like that school that hides out a little bit in the Whitney Point, Binghamton area. They're sneaky good. I would not want to play Newark Valley in anything.
Yeah, and, you know, now they've moved back up to Class B after making a run to the state final last year, losing in the state final last year to a very good Millbrook team, if I'm not mistaken. So they've been right there.
So how about for all of your fans out there, Nate and I like to do the mascot contest, the Newark Valley mascot.
Cardinals.
Oh, darn it, I thought I had you. It is the Cardinals.
Cardinals, got it.
Yeah.
All right, so 33 seconds left, and Sydney is still ahead, 60-59. My phone is just flooding here.
All right, so it's the City Warriors. Question for you now.
Yes.
Are they going to have to switch their mascot with the new New York State ruling about
yes.
indigenous people and Native Americans?
Yes, I believe so, everybody who's Warriors is going to change.
So they're going to change. So
yeah.
Is there any talk of Sydney, what they're going to do? Community vote, student vote?
I've heard some different things passed around, but I don't know exactly off the top of my head. We got some other updates coming in here.
Okay.
I believe, if I'm reading this correctly, that Thomas Edison is up by 2 over BG late in that game with 40 seconds left. So if I'm reading this correctly, BG's down by 2 in a low-scoring game with Thomas Edison. So we'll see who comes out of that. Oh, no, that game is still, sorry, that game is at the half. So I was going to say, that game started at 6 o'clock. So BG is still playing, and they are down at the half 28-22. So BG's the 12th seed.
BG kind of goes with the Baldwin girl, right? They whatever she can do. She's a good shooter. If she catches fire, they can do some damage for sure. And you can never count out Coach, right, in BG.
Yeah, you know, Coach Conway definitely has his girls, always well prepared.
I've been silently tracking Coach Conway. He is inching closer and closer to 600. I want to say he might be 6 away now.
He won't want anybody to know that.
Well,
so.
I just let everybody know. So sorry, Coach Conway. If you don't know, Nate and I like to do a lot of historical records for the section. I want to say he's at 594. So sorry, Coach Conway. I let the cat out of the bag.
No, he's fine with people knowing. He just won't want a big fanfare about it. So another Sydney update here. Sydney has got the ball back. They lead 60-59 with about 28 seconds left. I'm told Ava has 28 points and Emma has 16. So Ava and Emma have put the team on their backs once again. And Sydney has the ball, and again up by a point with 28 seconds left. So we're going to keep it right here until that game goes final.
Coach Pierce has to get the ball to Emma Simmons. She's a great foul shooter. She's a great ball handler. She's not going to make a mistake. Come on, Coach Pierce, get the ball to Emma Simmons, and let's go. Let's get this win.
I did have an update from the D bracket. Cherry Valley pulling away from your Edmiston Panthers, 36-28 at the half.
So my kids in class were asking me, is it still my Edmiston Panthers? I've been in Norwich longer than Edmiston, so it's always going to be mine?
I think so. I mean, you could be both, I think, in that scenario, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's your alma mater. They got to...
If Edmiston beat Cherry Valley, I'd be shocked. That would be a shocking.
That's a 16 and a 1 right there. Yeah.
That's a shocking one. I don't see that one happening. The Lust girl from Cherry Valley is dynamite. She's going to be tough to stop. That's going to be an interesting matchup if they get to Oxford, because Oxford's got the Barrows girl who primarily is a ball handler, and then you got Lust down low. That's going to be an interesting matchup, but kind of an opposite.
Yeah.
Star player.
It wouldn't be until the sectional final. It would have to work out that way with them being the 1 and the 2.
Barrows is the real deal. If your listeners haven't watched Barrows from Oxford, she is the real deal. You got to go watch her play before it's too late in the local area.
So 25 seconds left, and Ava is fouled and sinks both foul shots. So she has 30 points, and Sydney's up by 3.
So Ava Sirigliano goes to the line.
Yes. So an excellent job there. So it's 62-59 for Sydney.
This is always tough, Nate. We got the SVE girls coming out of the locker room now, a little upset. Probably some of their seniors coming out last game. Play.
Tough way to end
tough
it.
Tough way
yeah.
to go.
You feel for those seniors at the end of the day. You know, a long trip out here. You're always hoping maybe we have that magic. Maybe we could get that up, make that upset. So. Again, if anybody's wondering why we're still chattering here, we just don't want to go off the air until we give you that Sydney final score, as we've been getting updates from a variety of sources here. But Ava with 30 points, and Sydney's up by 3 late in that game. So Ava, bum ankle and all, is finding a way to get it done.
So, Nate, what happens if they come down and hit a 3? Are we staying out for overtime, Nate?
If it goes to overtime, I think we're just going to have to call it a day. But we'll make that call when that happens.
Are we going to get in our car and go as fast as we can to Sydney?
I wish that was possible, but unless Craig gets the helicopter out, I don't know. I don't know if we can make that work.
That's
or not.
That's not in the WCDO budget?
You know, Craig cut our fuel budget a couple of years ago on the helicopter, so I don't take it out that often anymore. So,
come on, Craig. Help us out here. Come get us.
So we'll see how Sydney can hold on here in a great battle with Watkins Glen. This won an instant classic in the 8-9 game in the Section 4 Class C tournament.
Watkins Glen mascot.
Senecas.
So did they have to change?
I'm assuming they're going to have to.
I just thought of that because I knew it was the Senecas. I was testing you, and did they have to change their mascot? That's an interesting one. They have a lot of Native American connections in the Watkins Glen area. That one might be, they might not have to. I don't know.
You might be stirring the pot with this conversation on the radio here.
I'm not supposed to be talking about this.
No, you can, but as you know, everyone has very different opinions on the mascots. So.
Okay, I think it's out there, though. It's public. It's public knowledge.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't think we're debating it.
No.
At this point, it's public policy by the state of New York. You can debate about it at your kitchen table all you want, but it's what we're doing.
Watkins Glen misses. They trap Emma in the corner. Coach Pierce calls timeout. So Sydney leading by 3 with 14 seconds left.
I'm not meaning to stir the pot, Nate. Now you got me all paranoid.
No, but I have several listeners who every time this comes up, they love this conversation. They love it a little too much, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to let it go. Okay.
A lot of people have very strong opinions on the mascot game, and I can't blame you. It's been your school's identity for many, many years.
So I have zero connection to any mascots like that, right? Edmiston Panthers and Norwich Purple Tornado.
Yeah.
So I have no what do they call it, the skin in the game,
yeah,
or whatever the old saying is. So it doesn't matter to me. I find it. The only reason I'm saying is I find it absolutely fascinating. I really do.
Oh, me too.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings by any means.
So, again, it looks like Sydney should hold on with under 10 seconds left. I don't want to say that too much, but, again, we don't want to go off the air here until we get you this final score. As, again, Sydney up by 3, 62-59 with about 9 seconds left. And getting a lot of different scores. If you're looking for final scores later tonight, make sure you follow me on Twitter or go to NateLull.com. We'll have all the final scores so you can update your brackets at home from the girls' C and D games here tonight. So Sydney, again, still up by 3. And Emma got a rebound, and so she's fouled, so we're going to be shooting some foul shots here the rest of the way. Sydney in a really good spot, though, Rich, with under 10 seconds left.
Simmons playing, you know, possibly on her last time out on her court, finishing it off. She's a great player, 1,000-point scorer. I was lucky enough to be there at that game. It was fun to watch. And, you know, the Sirigliano girl is going to have a great career, too. What is she, a sophomore?
She's a junior.
Oh, she's a junior.
Ava's a junior. So we got the live feedback up, and here's Sydney at the line, maybe trying to put the icing on the cake, and they do hit the first shot. So Sydney, with under 10 seconds left, now leading 63-59. And so a back-and-forth game here between Watkins Glen and Sydney, and looks like a nice crowd on hand as well. I know they were trying to get as many people there as possible to support AK tonight. And so Sydney makes both those foul shots. They lead 64-59. Watkins Glen will bring it down the floor. They try a huge half-court heave. It's not going to do it, and Sydney wins 64-59, and the fans come pouring out onto the floor.
The student section, for
the
sure.
The student section. Very excited about that victory tonight for the Sydney Warriors as they will move on to take on top seed Union Springs. And so you got to feel good for Emma getting it done her last game on her home floor.
Yeah, anytime you can finish off your career like that. And, again, what we talked about earlier, those memories that she'll always have. She's got a great smile, too. I remember when she got her 1,000 points, she was smiling, loving life. And I'm sure she's still got that same smile.
All right, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Again, the Sydney girls win 64-59 to move on, and Unitigo defeats Spencer Van Etten 57-23. Rich, thanks for joining me. This was a fun night here.
Yeah, I wish the game was a little closer here in Unitigo, but, you know, moving, survive in advance at this point. So.
And a big thank you to everybody. Of course, Ricky McPherson brought up his video here so we could watch that. Our WCDO correspondent, Greg Davey, with his great score updates down from that game. So certainly a lot of help here on the local sports coverage front. And a big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, Unitigo and Sydney girls move on. And stay tuned as we will have another game for you on Saturday. We will announce that schedule coming up soon, probably tomorrow. So keep it tuned here to WCDO. All right, have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Ooh, 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 ooh. far, but I can't.